Oh, Cecil. Cecil, well, where are you?
Right here behind the door.
Oh. Well, it's all over, isn't it?
Well, you see, it's like this, Sally.
Cecil Shortridge, you broke the string.
Well, what do you know about that? It broke.
Well, you know it did. You broke it.
Well, I wasn't ready. I didn't have time to holler stop, so I just grabbed the string and broke it.
Oh, goodness. Now we have to do it all over.
Oh, no, we don't.
Why, did the tooth fall out anyhow?
No, but I've decided to let it stay in there a little while longer.
And I've decided that you've been acting like a baby long enough.
You can't tell me what to do.
And why can't I tell you what to do?
Well, you can tell me, but I don't have to listen.
You know what I'm going to do, Cecil?
Sure. You're going to call me an overgrown baby. But I don't care. I don't want... That is, I'm not quite ready to yank it out yet.
Well, when will you be ready?
Oh, in about 10 minutes, maybe.
If you don't tie that string to the doorknob again and get this over with, I'm going right to the phone.
What are you going to do, throw the phone at me?
No. I'll phone up your aunt and tell her that you're over here at my house with a loose tooth in your mouth and you ought to go to the dentist. She won't fool with you.
She'll tell you to mind your own business.
Oh, she will not. Well, I'm going.
All right.
A dentist won't be so quick as this. Well, I'll be right back.
Are you going to be a tattletale?
Are you going to be a baby?
My aunt isn't home.
Well, I'll take a chance.
Hey, wait a minute. I was only playing. I wouldn't go all the way downtown, you know, just to have a dentist push a loose tooth out. Why, I just wanted to wait a few minutes.
Oh, you just don't want to have to be such a coward in front of other people. I know.
Why, this is nothing.
All right, then. Tie those two strings together again.
All right. Such and such.
Don't be so slow, Cecil. Tie them good and tight.
We've got all afternoon.
Oh, Cecil, you look so funny.
You'd look funny, too, with a string leading out of your mouth.
All right. Are you all ready again?
Wait a minute. Let's see.
Are you looking for an excuse?
All right. Get on the other side of the door.
Now stand right here and don't break the string at the last moment.
All right. You and your torture chamber.
Oh, if you weren't such a coward, you'd reach in and pull it out with your fingers.
Yeah. And if this were your tooth, you wouldn't talk so much.
Are you all set now?
No.
Well, why aren't you?
I've got to cross my fingers.
Are you ready now?
No, don't be in such a hurry.
Come on, Cecil, be a man.
And you be yourself, will you?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm bracing myself.
Well, are you braced now?
No. I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Well, we only have about 6 more hours of daylight.
Well, wait a minute. Are you going to count?
No. When you say you're ready, I'll just pull the door shut quick.
Well, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, Cecil, stop stalling. What's the matter?
Shall I close my eyes?
Yes. Yeah. Shall I shut the door now?
No. Wait a minute. Couldn't we do this later?
No, we're going to do it right now.
Hey, I didn't say I was ready.
Oh, Cecil, it's still in.
Sure. I wasn't standing back far enough for the string to pull.
Goodness, am I going to have to chloroform you?
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, I thought it would be all over by now.
Well, that's what you get for trying to take me by surprise.
All right, I'll wait until you say you're ready this time.
All right. Go on back in the other room.
Now stand straight up and take up the slack.
Leave the door open about a foot so you'll have room to pull.
Don't you bother about me. Are you ready?
Will you stop asking me, am I ready?
Cecil, please hurry. There's no reason to wait.
There is, too. I have to collect my thoughts.
Well, that shouldn't take long. You have so few.
And no dirty remarks. Oh, and another thing.
Well, what's wrong now?
I don't like the way you open that door again and laugh.
All right. Are you all set?
No, not quite. Do you think this will hurt, Sally?
Oh, you won't feel it.
Ha, don't make me laugh. Well?
Are you ever going to say you're ready?
Well, wait till I open my mouth.
Have you got it open?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. No, wait a minute.
Oh, what's wrong?
I was standing wrong. All right, I'm ready. But take it easy now.
All right. Get set.
Wait a minute, Sally. Not yet.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, there's no hurry. We got lots of time.
Oh, Cecil, don't be such a coward. Get it over.
All right. Well, I guess I'm ready then.
Are you sure this time?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, gosh.
All right, then. In just a second, it'll be out.
Hey, Sally, don't wait.
Oh, Cecil, I was just about to pull the door.
I know, I was afraid of that. I just thought, you don't mind doing this, do you?
No. All right, now, are you ready?
Well, that's good, because if this was any bother to you, I wouldn't want you to do it.
Are you all set again?
I wouldn't want to put you in any trouble on my account because, well, it'd probably fall out tonight anyhow.
I tell you, it's a pleasure. Are you ready?
Well, yes. I just wanted to know, you know. Well, I'm ready.
Well, don't change your mind. That's right. Cecil, see, it didn't hurt at all, did it? All it takes is just one little pull and presto. Cecil, it isn't out yet.
Well, you see, Sally, you waited so long before you shut the door that I sort of took a little step forward, and then when you shut the door, why, it didn't take up the slack in the string, so isn't that funny?
All right, then, let us stay in. I don't care. Swallow it and die. It'll serve you right for being such a baby.
Well, I'll let it stay in a little while longer. Oh, then I'll pull it out.
Oh, I'm disgusted with you. I'm ashamed of you, and I thought you were brave.
Now, Sally, don't get peeved just because you waited too long. Now I've got to untie this string from my tooth. Ouch.
Oh, why don't you pull it out?
There. Now it's untied. Well, let's get out of the kitchen.
Here, baby. Give me that string. I'll put it back in the kitchen drawer.
Well, Sally, gee, you should feel sorry for me instead of ribbing me about it. It's liable to hurt. You don't know.
Oh, keep still. You're liable to break down and cry. Oh, goodness, what's this?
Looks like that precious cook of yours spilt pepper out of the pepper box, all in the drawer.
Oh, goodness, that's just what it is, pepper. Well, how will I get it out?
Here, get out of the way. I can do some things.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to blow this pepper out. That's the only way. Now, watch out for your eyes.
Ooh! Watch out for your nose, Cecil. You'll get some in your nose.
I already did.
Well, what are you going to do, sneeze?
Yes, watch out. I'm rehearsing.
Go ahead and sneeze.
Achoo! Oh, my nose itches.
Cecil. Oh, my goodness.
What's funny?
Well, look. My goodness, look on the table, Cecil. See? When you sneezed.
What is it? Well, it's a tooth. How'd he get there? Whose is it?
My goodness, it's yours. It came out when you sneezed.
It's mine. Let's see. Ye gods, it's gone. It's mine. Oh, it hurts, Sally. Give me some water, quick.
If I hadn't said something, you'd never have known the difference. I knew all I had to do was to jar you and it would come out. I spilt that pepper on purpose, and you took it hook, line, and sinker.